Episode 1662, Go and Do.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy, happy day. How is your week going so far? Can you believe it? It's already Tuesday. I know. In a blink, we're going to be back in school. Okay, we're not going to have any of that kind of talk today. It's all about Inspiration Motivation Day. Go and do. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, do we have something simple for you today? I was thinking about it, and as I stood up on the tallest ladder that we have, cleaning out my gutters before the rainstorm hit with lots of lightning and a downpour, it's all about go and do. Sometimes later becomes never, so you just got to go and do it now. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Those gutters weren't going to clean themselves. Just like our dreams. Our dreams aren't going to happen unless if we go and do. Our marriage isn't going to be changed unless if we go and do. We won't be able to reach our children and love them more unless if we go and do. We won't get that career that we've been aiming for unless if we go and do. Don't put off what you can go and do. Days go by so fast. You blink and then they're gone. Summer just started 7 weeks ago. I cannot believe it. And now? We're looking at the start of another school year. I want to put the brakes on. I mean, come on, seriously? Well, what do you wish you could have started 7 weeks ago? Because we always look at, oh, wait, I want to go ahead of time. But what happens when you just turn around for a brief moment? What would be different in your life if you started it 7 weeks ago? We seem to become satisfied with our desires, when our desires are fulfilled in an instant. This immediate gratification is the go-to. If we can't have it now, we move on. So what are you leaving behind when you move on? I find it interesting how God trickles down what we need instead of bombarding us with everything all at once. He could give us everything. He is God. But he gives it to us in bite-sized morsels, exactly what we need, when we need it, when we're ready for it, when we're prepared. Because otherwise, what would happen? We would be overwhelmed. We would be stuck. We wouldn't know what to do. We wouldn't know how to respond. But with the world only a text apart, we seem to become more disjointed and disconnected to what is valuable and meaningful in our lives. You are the only one who can limit your greatness. Go and do. You have extreme talents and extraordinary goals. Be present in your everyday. Why do you think I show up here every day? Well, for one, I really like you a lot. And I care for you. I love you. You know, I treat you like family, so you're going to get all the dirt and all the goodness all wrapped up into one. But let me bring you into a morning. You know, those mornings where you wake up enthusiastic for what's to come, but by 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you've put out 3 fires regarding the children, made an extra trip back to the grocery store because you forgot something, and now you sit nodding off on the couch. All in a day's work. But go and do? What have I done? Not much. So why keep trying? Only you can fulfill the passion in your heart. No one can live out that passion, your vision, and your mission like you have been called to go and do. So why live amongst the excuses? Why stay tethered to familiarity and leave behind what is to be? Jim Rohn says it best, discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishments. However, those goals and accomplishments won't sing your praises unless you do what? go and do. So let's be real. What is it that you really, really want? Be honest. And while you think about that, I'm going to answer the question. I really, really, really want to launch AIM Academy, this incredible community of empowered women. I want to be able to gather them around. I want to champion beside them. I want us to grow together, to walk together. And yes, it's every day. Because if we're not there every day in our lives, what happens? Oh, we live in excuse world. Excuse land is great if that's where you want to be. But that's not who you are. So what is yours? What is it that you really want? Instead of running away from what you want, go and do the littlest thing that scares you. The littlest thing. When you do the smallest of things that scare you, your courage is expanded. Your dream is alive. Are you breathing today? That means God's not finished with you yet. So go out, be present, be incredible, take aim today, and go and do. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.